I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we have Dave Lucchese, biologist, on the phone, Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks. And Dave, first of all, between Brookings and Sioux Falls, are you seeing more and more geese?
Yeah, you know, we've lost our snow once again. It's melted, and there's quite a few geese showing up in the area. As usual, I think you'll want to get further west, you know, get over towards Madison, and then west of there, over towards that area, Howard, and north of there. We've seen birds around Arlington, so they've definitely moved into the area. I think folks are probably starting to hunt those birds. They just need a really nasty day, and they'll probably have some success.
Well, I imagine, like around here, and people around Brookings, you know, probably after Ponset, what lakes around Brookings and heading south are maybe some fish being caught?
You know, the folks that are still fishing, a lot of them from Brookings right now are heading up to Ponset, but there's still folks trying the Oakwood Lakes. I think they're still picking up a few perch and walleyes. There's been a little bit of pressure out on Brush Lake, but no reports there. But it seems to have dwindled some. Really haven't heard much coming off of Whitewood lately. I did get a report off of Lake Thompson. A guy was out there. Said he zeroed except for one walleye. However, that walleye was a 6-pound fish. So I think Thompson's still pretty slow. Have not received any reports off of East and West Highway 81 lately, or Lake Sinai. So, you know, up in the northern tier, the number of anglers fishing right now is down some, and most of them are heading to Ponset. Further south, I think we still have pretty good ice conditions. You know, I think it's a walkout situation from Madison on south, but. Once again, not a lot of reports from those areas. I think Madison's been slow. Really haven't heard anything off of Herman or Brant. And right in that Minnehaha County area, you know, not much coming out of there right now. So you know, I think anglers are starting to switch gears here.
You know, Dave, I imagine you were pretty close to maybe even getting ready or doing spawning operations at this time last year, weren't you?
Yeah, at least we were out on, I'm sure we were out on Lakes Preston and some of those, trapping, transferring some pike, you know, for kids fishing ponds. Our walleye spawn typically starts, so, you know, it's got to be after April 1st. I want to say 5th or 6th of April is usually on a normal year when we start to see some ripe fish, but I think this year it could be substantially later.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and has there been much fishing pressure in the last week up in Dade County?
You know, we're starting to see that pressure really drop off. Although we still have really good ice, pressure's dropped off, and I think mainly people are just tired of going out and not having a lot of luck. The bite's been pretty tough on most lakes right now.
Perch, walleyes, even bluegills in certain areas, South Buffalo or Enemy?
Yeah, they're getting a few bluegills on South Buffalo. You know, every once in a while we'll have a report where somebody's done well up there. Mainly northerns, I think, on South Buffalo still. Enemy's kind of picked up for the bluegills. There's not as much pressure as we've seen in the past, but there's still a fair number of people fishing that Church Bay area, especially on the weekends. You'll have pretty good activity out there. A lot of sorting. They're catching a lot of small fish, but they are getting a few bigger ones.
Any, besides Bitter and Waw Bay, probably getting what pressure there is, any other lakes giving up fish?
You know, not really. You know, I want to say Opitz, perhaps, maybe some perch coming out of there. I've heard just a little bit of a report out of that one. I think Lynn Lake, over in that area, there may be some activity, but really haven't heard of any good, strong reports. But like you say, Waw Bay, still, most people are still looking for perch on there, and every once in a while they'll catch a few. Bitter continues to be probably our most popular lake in the area, and that's primarily a walleye bite with a perch or two mixed in every once in a while.
And I know from being on Lake Kempeska last week in Ponset a couple days, there's still 28, 30 inches of really good ice. It comes out like a snow cone, not honeycombed. So we got quite a ways to go.
Yeah, we do. You know, it, like I said, we're 30-plus inches of ice on a lot of lakes right now. We might see some of the shorelines start giving way as we keep getting this melting snow. But for the most part, I think, yeah, our ice will be here around for quite a while. You know, we're looking mid-April to end of April before we lose a lot of this ice right now.
How about snow goose numbers?
I think they're just starting to show up. You know, I heard some reports yesterday in that Aberdeen area. There were some snow geese in the area. So I think, yeah, we're as long as we don't get a whole bunch of snow to cover things up, we'll probably be in some good snow goose hunting here shortly.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer. And I guess, first of all, snow geese, any in the area that you've witnessed?
I've seen a few flocks. None of them are really feeding right now, but they're flying high up in the sky, kind of in the form of just kind of testing the waters and probably turn around and head back. So I think we got a good week, 2 weeks out until we really start seeing some flocks kind of getting into the area.
As far as fishing, I think Ponset's been, you know, giving up some walleyes. I had a chance to catch a meal and a half out there, six walleyes over 2 days. I did talk to one person that had a couple perch, but it seems the west and the north and the northeast end of the lake seems to be the best lately.
Yeah, it definitely kind of that north, you know, right... The north, right around that ice heave that's up there, is where guys have been finding the best luck on fish.
Any other? Excuse me. Just more on Ponset?
Yep, more on Ponset. It's been the talk of the town for catching fish. They're all going to be that cookie-cutter walleyes, but the perch still seem to be kind of hit or miss. There are a few perch coming out, I have heard, though.
Albert or Thomas or anything in western Hamlin County?
It's been, western Hamlin County has been really quiet. I've been seeing a few people on Albert. I think they're just kind of the people that are trying to get out after that perch bite that was going on this last fall. You know, a lot of people are really talking about when that perch bite's going to take off. And hopefully sooner than later. The ice is still sitting pretty good. The access areas are getting a little sloppy, so it'd be good to see what this weather does to it.
Dan Sternhagen, Hamlin County Conservation Officer, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Some events taking place in eastern South Dakota coming up is the Easter Egg Hop in the Park. That's at the Pelican Lake Recreation Area right near Watertown. You can join them for an annual Easter Egg Hop in the Park. The event will start at 11 a.m. this Saturday with hot chocolate, crafts, photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny, and more. The Easter Egg Hunt will begin at noon with eggs hidden in different areas for different age groups. And that's the Pelican Lake putting on that this Saturday. On Sunday, the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, Sunday, March 25th, 1 to 4, it's Eagle Day. You can come and meet the staff, visit the refuge, build your own pine cone bird feeder, a wildlife bookmark, start your blue goose passport. There's flag raising by the Aberdeen Boy Scouts. The Raptor Center has a program at 1:30 and much more. It's near Columbia. It's at the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And you can call them at 885-6320. Or for more information on this, log on to sandlake@fws.gov. There's a stormwater management meeting with the mayor at the Terry Redland Environmental Center at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. For more information on that, it's all free and open to the public. You can call Doug Elvine at 881-7496. And coming up, the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament. It's Saturday, June 9th on Lake Ponce at $150 a team. And they are taking application, as that event has filled with 80 team limit the last 2 years. And we do have official entry forms right here in our entryway for the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Fishing Tournament on Lake Ponce Saturday, June 9th. Also, entry forms here in our entryway at the radio station for the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Program. That's Saturday, June 10th. More information on those two tournaments as we get nearer to time for those to occur. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head over to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lansner, and I guess right around here, throughout the county, are any lakes producing outside of maybe Goose Lake once in a while?
Goose Lake has been kind of a morning-evening bite. Sounds like they're getting some walleyes out there. They seem to be a little shallower. A few guys are picking up some perch here and there out there when they search. Other than that, it's been kind of hit and miss. Pelicans really slowed down. They're still getting a few out there, but it's really slowed down over the last couple weeks.
It's probably
Kapeska up there. That one's really slowed down. I haven't seen too many guys going out there. The pits on the other side of Kapeska there, there's a few guys going. There are a decent crowd out there, but it seems to be some smaller fish over on that side. They're getting some bluegills and crappies and perch, but they tend to be under that 10-inch mark, so
I think Kapeska is maybe the toughest year that I've ever known for catching keeper-sized walleyes.
Yep. It sounds like they've been doing decent on the walleye, but a lot of small ones.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers, but not a lot of size to them.
Long Lake or Stink or anything out that direction?
Nope, those have slowed down as well. A few guys still venturing out on Stink, but not much being reported, so
as far as snow geese, not much on the ground, but I think, are you witnessing any migrating at least, or trying to?
Coddington County Way, a few less geese over that way. Seems like the further west over towards Clark this way, that's a few more, but Coddington, there are a few starting to move through there, especially the western edge of it in that Long Lake, Henry, Tinkertown, that kind of that country, if you follow that route north and south. That's kind of where the bigger concentration over in Coddington is.
Over in Clark, Indian Springs or Dry Lake 1 or Dry Lake 2, anything?
It's been pretty slow. Indian Springs, a few northern, haven't really heard much of any perch. Walleye, it seems like it's been one day will be good and the next day won't be very good. The walleye they're getting are quality fish, but just not a lot of them. And Dry Lake number 2, that seems to be an evening or morning bite as well. And it's just day-to-day whether or not they're going to bite. So I haven't really heard too much on the perch out on Dry Lake. Guys have really been doing some searching. Every once in a while they're getting into them, but just not a lot of numbers yet.
Well, Kyle Lansner, Conservation Officer out of Clark and Coddington Counties, thank you. Well, now we head out to the hillside, Chamberlain, South Dakota, pro guide Gary Allen. And I guess as far as first, east of the river, snow geese, do you have a lot in the area?
There's a lot of geese in the area here, in the Mitchell area, Jimmy Chamberlain, Mitchell, Emory. There's a lot of geese. There's literally just hundreds of thousands of them. And we have noticed, I've been hunting them quite a bit this last week or so, and we've noticed a lot of the birds are starting to migrate north, so it's not going to be long. The birds are going to be all up in that Redfield area. Right now, there's a lot of geese in the Weston Springs, Howard, and in that area, and they're just on the verge of moving up in the northern part of the state. But it's been awesome hunting here the last couple of weeks. We've been having really, really good luck at hunting them.
Has weather permitted boat traffic and walleye fishing?
Yeah, well, the walleye fishing out here has been good when the weather's been right. I was out last week for 3 days, and we had really good luck for 3 days out there last week. And then this week I've been busy at the motel, so I myself haven't been out. And then we've had bad weather set into here the last 3 or 4 days. But now the weather's nice today, And we did get a break in the weather yesterday, and we had guys that were out yesterday done really well up around the Crow Creek area, Kiowa Flats, and up into there with the jig in the middle. It's been, when the weather's permitting, fishing has been really good here.
Does it seem to you, and I haven't talked to Pier at all, but the releases, just because of the snowpack and the height of Oahe, are they going to be releasing more water, to your knowledge, more than normal?
Yeah, the way I've understood it, they're going to be releasing a lot more water this year. So, and if that's the process, I know in our Lake Francis Gase down here, if they do that, it's going to make some dynamite fishing here all summer. I mean, a lot of water release always makes better fishing here. It brings more of the fish from the southern part of the reservoir up towards us.
Well, Gary Allen at the Hillside in Chamberlain, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.